Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Dear Mom and Dad, I'm broken up this week. I can't even explain. I killed crackers. Apparently, if you leave a dog outside on the balcony long enough, he'll turn into a rotting corpse. I mean, the little motherfucker, I tried to pick him up by his tail, and it just broke in half. He disintegrated into a puddle, and fucking all the mucus, like, leaked down onto the neighbor's balcony. It was disgusting. Apparently, you're not supposed to leave him out in the heat for so long. But, you know, live and learn. I was so broken up about crackers dying that I haven't even thought about doing a show for 2 weeks now. People are getting pretty fucking upset. And you know what? Those people can eat my shit. Crackers is dead, motherfuckers! Miss the way he used to lick me. Take that however you want. So, what's going on in the world? Apparently Pakistan is, like, in biblical time, and, Noah is flooding the motherfucker. They're drowning to death in that motherfucker. People just drowning underwater. You know, it rains every once in a while where I live, but fucking A. You know what I've always wondered about, when a bunch of people die in the water? How long does it take the fish to gnaw them motherfuckers down to the bone? I mean, like, because I feed, like, them little flicks. Look like, did you ever see Goldmember? That Austin Powers movie where he tears the skin flecks off of his head and eats them? That's what I'm feeding my fish, is basically little red and green skin flecks. And they eat them motherfuckers up pretty quick, so, you know, I bet you they could chew through a human head pretty quick. Speaking of the fish, you know, I still got my cat. And the crackers is gone. He's my only friend in the house. I guess besides the fish, but those motherfuckers don't have a soul. I tried to feed that motherfucker lasagna. He wouldn't even touch it. That little son of a bitch Garfield, he's a little malcontent. He's not happy with anything, but, you know, he's got style. And then that little motherfucker Odie moved in and just ruined everything. He's a bastard, is all I'm trying to say. He fucking eats all of Garfield's food. John likes him better. Fuck John. And fuck Nermal, too. He's a little cocksucker. What kind of fucking name is Nermal, anyway? Like gnome mixed with thermal? If I saw Nermal on the street, I'd bash his fucking head in with the heel of my boot. Fuck you, Nermal. And fuck you, John and Odie. All of you can go straight to Pakistan and drown to death, for all I'm concerned. Well, I should probably be going, Mom and Dad. Do both of you read it at the same time? Am I supposed to say Mom and Dad? Because Dad could just be reading it from the sky, or wherever the fuck he lives, or you live. Am I talking to you, Dad? Dad. Nothing. The afterlife doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. But I should probably be getting out of here. Last thing, you know, I'm starting to become concerned with the intelligence of this country. Every time that Balapalama goes on vacation, somebody's there taking pictures of him trying to get him shirtless. He's the fucking president. He's not Britney Spears. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he is kind of sexy. I mean, I'd fuck him. I'm just saying. I wouldn't go down on him, though, because the licorice stick makes me sick, if you know what I'm saying. I think the chicks love the Balapalama because he's kind of like Denzel Washington, except you're not afraid he's going to, you know, sell you crack or stab you or beat up your kids while you're working your double at Wendy's or wherever. Anyways, if Balapalama really wants to go swimming and go shirtless, he should swim over there in Pakistan. Apparently, they got a lot of water now. All right, well, I gotta go. I gotta go bury this bag of liquid that used to be my dog. It's gonna be a messy job. It's already leaking out the side. I'll talk to you next week.